Letter from the Chairman, The New Equilibrium. By Robert H. Rock. Spurred on by activists and academics, embraced by consumers and employees, and acknowledged by management and directors, ESG has risen to the top of the board's agenda. In just a few short years, these constituencies have forged an unlikely and unwieldy alliance that has upended the decades-old doctrine of shareholder supremacy. The corporate governance pendulum has swung toward an expanded model of capitalism based on the overarching themes of purpose, inclusion, and sustainability. The amplitude of the pendulum swing has been far-reaching, and the period of its trajectory has been lightning quick. The new stakeholder model represents a significant shift in attitude regarding a company's responsibility to society on important issues like sustainable growth, diversity and inclusion, and pay equity. This attitudinal shift has led corporate chieftains to implement ESG initiatives that reflect their core values and convictions and animate their social commitments, environmental responsibilities, and moral consciousness. Companies are setting goals, developing programs, and designing metrics to gauge these ESG initiatives, and board sustainability committees are being formed to monitor, evaluate, and report their performance. ESG is fundamentally about risk management. Thus, each ESG initiative should not only reflect vital elements of a company's core values, but also have the potential to mitigate risk by protecting or enhancing corporate reputation, brand equity, customer loyalty, employee attraction and retention, and investor interest. Accordingly, each ESG initiative should be defined and evaluated for both its likely social effect and its potential bottom-line impact. Recognizing their ESG responsibilities, boards are increasingly designing incentive compensation plans that incorporate goals, measures, and standards relating to environmental sustainability, social responsibility, and governance best practices. They often are delineated in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, pay equity ratios, and board diversity metrics. A recent Willis Towers Watson, WTW, survey of the S&P 500 found that the majority of companies now include ESG metrics as part of their executive incentive compensation programs, up from a relative few just 3 years ago. Companies are either using several standalone ESG metrics or combining them as part of an ESG bundle. The E goals are being assessed largely quantitatively, the S and G, mostly qualitatively. Companies may be shying away from committing to specific quantitative standards regarding HR and diversity metrics because they fear setting themselves up for problems in the court of public opinion, as well as perhaps in a court of law. The WTW survey found that within annual incentive programs, the median weighting of ESG factors is 17%. The bulk of annual bonus opportunity and almost the entirety of longer-term incentive compensation remain tied to financial results, in particular stock performance, evidencing the continuing importance of meeting the needs of shareholders. ESG policies and programs ultimately must offer value to shareholders, and thus boards need to balance corporate profit with social purpose by reconciling ESG initiatives with shareholder value creation. Not everyone has relinquished adherence to shareholder primacy. Charles Elson, Directors and Boards Executive Editor-at-Large, and my anchor to Windward, warns against letting go of shareholder-centric moorings for fear of becoming adrift in the fog of stakeholder capitalism. He believes the corporate governance pendulum has swung too far. Given the pushback taking place in many corporate boardrooms, I think the pendulum has reached its peak. However, I do not see it returning to the corporate governance model that pivots around shareholder primacy. The equilibrium position of the pendulum has irreversibly shifted, and now the pivot point is centered around stakeholder capitalism powered by ESG principles. Directors need to both recognize and embrace this new equilibrium.